Recorded Books and RB Digital present Leopard's Wrath by Christine Feehan, narrated by Jim Frangione. Chapter 1. Mitya Amarov stared out at the drops of rain running down the window. The town car had tinted glass, adding to the darkness, but it was more his sullen mood that kept him from seeing anything but the endless rain. His body hurt all the time. The bullets had torn into him, not only him, but his leopard as well, nearly killing both of them. He wished they had succeeded. It wasn't the first time he'd been shot, but the experience had left him doing physical therapy and working out harder than ever to recover, for what he didn't know. His leopard, always cruel, always clawing for freedom, had become nearly impossible to control. Or it was possible Mitya was just plain tired out from fighting every day of his life to keep his leopard under control. He honestly didn't know or care which it was. He'd gone past the time of hope for any kind of life. He knew what he was. He'd known from the time he was born, and his leopard had made him aware of what was in store for him. He'd grown up a criminal, a man who hurt others, a man who destroyed the lives of others, a man who killed. That was who and what he was. And no matter how hard he tried to climb out of that world of blood and treachery, there was no getting out. Never. He didn't have much to live for. His leopard leapt for the surface, clawing and raking, trying to take him over. As Mitya fought back to stay in control, he thought the cat had responded to his morose thoughts. But then the leopard swung around so abruptly, Mitya's body did as well. He saw headlights beaming from the side of the road. Stop.